This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
We are back.
Bitches.
How do I sound voice-wise, Pats?
Well, look, this is difficult for me because you sound, I mean, this last week you sounded like horse shit.
I know.
So actually, I'm listening to you today going, oh, Pats, you sound better.
Oh, mate, yeah, I feel shit loads better.
Do you? You've been really poorly, haven't you, pal? You've been really under the weather, mate.
Honestly, like, I think this week that I've felt so rough has been the first time I felt really ill since I had the COVID back in lockdown 1.0.
Do you know what I love about it, Ange? You haven't made a big deal about it on Instagram.
I haven't, actually.
I love the fact that you've kept it really low-key.
I have, actually.
Toned down. You've thought, I'm not going to go on about the fact that I'm unwell.
No.
I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Yeah. Which is actually quite unusual for me.
What, to go mental when you're feeling unwell?
I am more likely to kind of just literally go off radar.
Do you know what? I think it probably was partly for you this time. I think you were probably bored. Yeah, getting bored.
Oh, man.
And I think you were like, I've got to do something. I've got to talk to someone.
Yeah, I've got to engage somewhere because actually my life is an absolute shower of shit this week.
Only this week? Not just this week,
well, actually, I mean, probably the last few years.
I think that sentence should be, my life is an absolute shower of shit, full stop, end of sentence.
Yeah, you're probably right there, Pat, actually.
Listen, I woke up this morning feeling slightly nervous.
I didn't think you were like... I always thought it was me that was more likely to be nervous.
No, you don't give enough of a shit about this to get nervous. Like, my whole future, my whole life, everything is riding on this fucking podcast.
I'm a bit nonchalant.
There's got to be a reason I didn't have kids, and it's the podcast. Because I'm going to become a global sensation.
A global megastar.
Yeah, and look back and go, God, I couldn't have done this with kids. No, God, I couldn't have done that with kids. Oh, thank God I've got an incompetent womb.
There is your reason for being childless.
Yeah, if this doesn't kick off, I'm just going to be like, oh no, I just got dealt a shit hand. there's gonna be no reason behind it so
sometimes think that because I have got kids, I'm like, actually I've also been dealt a shit hand.
Joel, Ellen, if you're listening, we love you very much. There's a bed here if you ever need it.
Auntie Ruth will be there for
you. Oh, yeah, you can come and stay here whenever.
exactly we got one of those straight in there, Pat.
Exactly. Now listen, I went to watch a choir on Saturday night.
I saw that. What are they called?
The Blend Choir.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. It's run by my friend Laura, she does all her own arrangements. She's amazing. Yes. She's so talented. She's got an exceptional singing voice. She's brilliant. But what I've observed about choirs is there's always two or three that give it a little bit too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got all the choir and there's some that just stand there and are obviously nervous.
Yes.
And don't feel able to throw themselves into
fully.
It.
Yeah.
And then you've got the others who are just buzzing their tits off to be performing.
Yeah. On stage. Everyone looking at them.
Yeah. And it reminded me of something. Now, I just want to caveat this with, I love Jessie Nelson, from ex-member of Little Mix. I love her. She's actually she was actually my favourite mixer.
Same.
I don't know if you remember when Little Mix first got put together. Jessie was that member of the band that just gave it slightly too much, didn't she?
Yes.
As she settled into it, it got better.
Yeah. Although I think always still a little bit like that.
Yeah, you sort of wanted to say to her, just turn the volume down, Jessie.
A little bit. Also, very one thing that does really piss me off a lot of the time with mainly female singers, although there are a few males that do it, is all the fannying around with notes,
the riffing.
Yeah, and just the, you know, just sing the note straight. You don't need to be doing all the all around it, do you? It's just, and then they do all the shit with their hands, don't they?
Yeah, big time hand movements come in.
No,
you know, big time. And there was a few, and in my head I was like, "That's she's a Jessie,
she's a Jessie."
Just turn it down, just like half a decibel, and you'll be cool.
Yeah,
you know, there's a fine line.
I always think with, I mean, a lot of that sort of thing, choirs and, you know, stage shows and all that shit, they can just be very over the top in some ways.
Oh yeah, West End Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, classic was when you know, one of the videos you put up there, you know, the classic choir sidestep.
Oh yeah.
Every choir does the sidestep, don't they?
Oh, because it's easy, isn't it? When there's a mass of people on stage to kind of make it appear and feel more interesting. It's easy.
I think they should cut, you know, choir guys, we've been doing the sidestep for a long time. I think we should try and come up with some other sort of, you know, maybe get diversity involved.
Sure. Get some proper
banjo
moves in there.
Get the old banjo on it and see if he can come up with some, because surely you can do more than just the sidestep.
Well, you could do, rather than side, you could do a front and back step.
That's what
you?
I mean.
I always think like a shoulder forward, like a, you know, like a jazzy sort of shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bit of a shimmer, shoulder shimmer.
Oh, yeah, nice little shimmy. I think you mean shimmy, not shimmer, but yeah.
Shimmy, yeah.
Anyway, it was just an observation that sometimes in choirs, there's just, you know.
Those ones that just stand out.
Yeah.
And not a good way.
Thinking about Jessie and how she was always the one that gave it slightly too much.
Slightly too much.
Should we do the big questions?
Let's do the big questions.
We are back.
We're back.
We had a big question in from Lindsay on the gram.
Yeah.
And Lindsay says, would you still date someone if they clapped when the plane lands?
No. No. Who the hell is doing that shit?
The thing is though, right? What could happen in that scenario? Because going on holiday with somebody, I was thinking about this yesterday, going on holiday with somebody is something that happens perhaps quite late into a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, right? That is true, actually.
So you're like, oh, I've met this guy, he's amazing, let's call him Jeff. He's so good. He's like, he gives me great sex, he's funny, he's attractive, he's got a great family, this is the one, and we've booked a holiday. We're going to the Maldives for a couple of weeks. Amazing, it's going to be great. And then you're sat next to him and you're like, holy shit, I've misread all of this. He claps.
Jeff's a clapper.
he's a plain clap wanker.
But do you think, I think if you clap on a plane, you're going to be one of those people that claps in the cinema.
Oh, which is,
That clap, you know, that just kind of claps in places where you don't need to be clapping. like you just don't. So I think if you, like before you get on a plane with someone, if you're fairly new into your, then you just go to the cinema. If you go to the cinema and they clap, that's it. Get out quick. Who claps at the cinema?
Oh my God.
Americans.
It's
Americans clap at the cinema. And Americans clap when you land. That's an American thing. That's American shit that we've started doing. It's another thing. It's like Halloween and all the other shit that we end up doing here. That clapping is an American thing that we've
and
decided to do.
And can I just say, this at this point, you are on fire today.
Back.
You are on top form. But what I, so me and my mate Dave were actually having this conversation over WhatsApp.
Dave. Yeah. I love a Dave.
And he said, what I don't get is he's just done his job.
Yeah.
Like nobody's clapping me when I do my job.
No, but I suppose it is quite a big job, isn't it?
That's irrelevant. I mean,
well, it isn't, is it?
I
send a couple of emails, I sort a few meetings, I sort a bit of travel, I do something. I don't need anyone clapping me for that.
Well,
but when you're landing a plane of like,
well,
you
then
know,
maybe we should all be plane clappers then.
No, I don't agree with it.
Right,
I don't.
okay. Well, now you're just becoming a walking contradiction.
No, I'm just saying that I think there's a big difference between if it, do you know what, actually, right? Anyone who deserves to be clapped are surgeons. Now,
can you imagine? No, yeah. Hang on, right? Let's just imagine that.
Yeah, I actually think that could be a thing.
That could be quite funny.
Mm. Like, yeah, you've got your surgeon. He's been doing, you know, I don't know, like a 10-hour brain surgery or something.
Yeah, they deserve a clap.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You know, I think maybe you should have those kind of clapping rooms
right
next to theatres where he finishes it.
Or she.
They finish. In fact, let's go with this. Let's go with the female surgeon.
Let's have a female surgeon.
Okay. Sandra, the brain surgeon, finishes the 10-hour surgery.
As I like to call her. SBS.
Sandra Surger.
No,
Sandra
I call her SBF. Sandra Brain Surgeon. SBF.
Or you could just call her Surgeon Sandra. That's what I'm trying to say. That took a while.
My God, are you okay?
I actually think I might be a bit delirious.
Are you telling me? This is already gone weird.
I have taken a few drugs this morning. Well, to kind of make sure I can cope.
It's starting to show, man.
Although I'm on fire, so maybe I just need to do that every week.
Yeah, do that every week.
Shove a load of drugs down my throat.
Yeah.
But yeah, Surgeon Sandra finishes her 10-hour surgery, and just to the side, Sandra can stand there and take an applause.
Yeah.
I think that could be something. And I think that's the only place that you should be clapping.
Yeah, I think I also had to think about if there's something that I know that Matthew does now.
Matthew does
now. that would have, like, if I'd have found that out. I can't really think of it. I mean, there's probably too many to list, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I think we'd end up having a 4-hour episode.
And then having to have some big time therapy to deal with it.
Should we continue?
Should we actually carry this on? Yeah. There's a lot of shit here that I'm now not sure I would have married you had I have known.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're both solidly no to that.
A solid no to a clap when your plane lands.
If I went on holiday with Matthew in the early days and he had dared to clap, I'd have been like, okay, mate, I'm going to check into a separate hotel. Have a great life.
I'd have actually just pushed him out of the aircraft. See ya.
Asbo Angie's back. We're pleased she's sticking around for season 3. Anyway, listen, Ange, tell us, what has been getting on your shitting tits?
Right. Okay, guys. I've got a few in my bag, I have to say. And it's been hard to pick one.
Right.
But I've gone with this one because I've seen it a lot recently. And it's really starting to get on the old titties.
Okay.
So, the overuse of the peace sign.
Oh, no. I do the peace sign all the time.
Yes. As do hundreds of fucking people. Forever with a photograph, putting the V. You know, I like a V. We talk about the V's. We say that is V.
I love it. I love a V.
No, it's every shitting photo I seem to see of people, they are doing the V's. And it's pissing me off. I know it's like about peace and shit, but you don't have to be V-ing every time you have a photo. And a lot of women V it, peace it, and pout it. A peace and a pout, as I like to call it. A peace pout. So they'll V it with the And I see it. I can't unsee it. Everything is like that.
Why have you got break it down. Why have you got such a boy? Can I tell you what it is for me?
Give me your reasons for the overuse of the peace sign.
Okay, so firstly, I love a V pat because I think for
I
me
love a V pat, but you don't need to be
Andrea. Andrea, I have given you the floor to give us your rant. Please, apologies. Please allow me the same respect to come back to you.
Apologies, Patty. Apologies.
So, I also just called you Andrea. I mean, that is big time. You know, getting your attention.
I'm in big trouble.
So I feel like I love a V, Pat, because I feel like for me, there's a, you know, there's a sort of, there's a sort of, you know, I feel quite connected to it. It's quite an attachment. You know, it's V, what, you know, we do it a lot. We say that is V, V-Pats, V-Pats, yeah?
Yeah.
Secondly, I often don't know what to do. I don't sort of know when I'm taking a selfie. I don't sort of know what to do.
Don't do anything. Just take the photo. Just take the photo.
You were going to say picture. You were going to say picture then. he went, don't do anything. Just take the photo.
Just take the fucking photo.
Yeah, but I sometimes feel like...
No, and I think that, and I think you have just provided me with the answer.
Right.
I think everybody goes, I'm going to take a selfie. I'm going to do, I'm going to do something. I'm going to put it on the ground. I'm just going to shove the peace sign in there. Just, and I think that is the problem. Right. Just relax with the peacing. You know, you don't need to have something going on. Just take the picture of your face. You're beautiful as you are. You don't need to be shoving a peace sign into everything.
How do you feel about a pout?
Again, I'm a bit...
You pout. This is fucking annoying me now.
I did go through a big pout phase, but I'm over the pouting. It's actually starting to piss me off. So pouting and peacing, I'm over. And I'd like it if everyone else could get over that as well.
Okay, look, I'm going to do a call to action now. I want to hear from our listeners. How do you feel? Are you with Ange and you're like, the peace sign is really pissing me off. Everybody,
it's just overused pouts.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the pout piece has become too much. We've got a pout piece. We're in a pout piece pandemic is essentially what we're saying.
We're on a triple P. We're on a triple P now. The pout piece pandemic.
We can call it a pandemic because it's happening in every country around the world.
Every fucking way you look, people are pouting and piecing during the pandemic.
Pout pandemic. Do you know what though? You could say, couldn't you, to really curb the pandemic, we're going to ask everyone to wear mittens so that they can. Because you'll have your mask on anyway. So you can't pout. And actually, Chris is going to give a 5 o'clock press briefing tonight and say, to curb the peak pouse pandemic, we're sticking with the mask.
You just called it a peak pouse pandemic. Peep pouse pandemic.
To curb the pout piece pandemic, we're also going to send in the post to every single person over the age of probably 13 a pair of mittens
that will have triple P on them and a line, a circle and a line through it. No more of this shit is happening.
You must wear these mittens at all times. Yes. Yes. Especially when taking a selfie.
Yeah. That you've cracked yourself up. I do that a lot. Yeah. I do that a lot. And I get my family going to me, oh, you've really cracked yourself up there, Ange. Yes, I have. And I bloody love it. Because no one else in this household cracks me up.
But that's what that's why you and I love hanging out so much. Because we just...
That's true.
Everyone else around us isn't really laughing.
No, and we will be wetting ourselves.
And somehow we've managed to create a podcast. Get in touch. There's loads of ways you can get in touch. You can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Or you can send us an email. hello@ruthcorden.com.
Okay, so we had a dickish behaviour in from. Now, I don't know if this is her full name, Lily Coco Home Sense.
We had a little chat about that yesterday, didn't we?
We did, didn't we? Yeah. We did our prep. I really hope that her name is Lily Coco Home Sense.
Yeah, because I think that was a brilliant name, especially if she is involved in some kind of home sense.
Well, that is her Instagram.
That's what I'm saying, Pat.
I see. Sorry, I took that quite literally there.
You did. Yeah.
Anyway, Lily Coco Home Sense said, speed humps, those dicks that drive down the middle of the road to avoid them. I've done it on multiple occasions.
What, you've gone, so you've done like a two-wheeler rather than a four-wheeler? How have you done that? How have you?
Well, because you can get those ones, can't you, that are like one on one side and one on the other, and then you get a little gap. And I would go, if I could, I would go through the gap.
Right. What, the whole car through the gap? Or you go two wheels through the gap, two wheels on the
No, I'd go the whole... Actually, hang on. Now I just sound stupid.
Yeah, because surely you can't... I don't know, I suppose you've got to have a big road, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think this is Lily Coco Home Sense's point.
Right.
That you're, I mean, I suppose you're not actually avoiding them, are you? You're just using different wheels.
Yeah.
You're just touching each different wheels, yeah.
I see people doing it where they'll just go out to sort of the middle of the road so that as a driver, and if you've got passengers, the passenger directly behind you has no bump, but your passenger... Yes. Gets the bump.
Yes, right, okay, I've got you.
Yeah. But I have also seen, and I don't know, you know, maybe this is to do with tyres and shit, I don't know, right? But I have been behind cars.
Yeah.
Going over speed bumps, and they do this thing where they kind of go, they turn their wheels at an angle one way to go over it and come down the other way the other side.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm always like, what are you
doing?
That
is stupid, isn't it?
But is it, because, you know, is it the whole, you know, well, doesn't affect tyre tread and all that shit? Is that what it is?
Well, no, because your tyres are still touching the road, aren't they?
And they're still going over the bump.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just go over the bump.
I mean, there are speed humps, aren't there, where the gap in the middle is big enough to get your car through. So the speed bumps are pointless because you can just, if you are... There's no oncoming traffic. You can just essentially drive down the middle of the... So I just said essentially. essentially drive down the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And avoid both speed humps.
Yeah.
But I think if you're moving into the middle of the road and it doesn't make any difference to your speed, that is dickish.
Mm.
That is... I mean, I hate speed humps anyway. I think
so do I.
Fucking wankers.
Sleeping policemen, aren't
they? Yeah, I hate it when people call them that as well. That really gets on my tits. Like, so what? It's like, oh, God, have you seen? Yeah, down the back road to us, they put some of those bloody sleeping policemen in. What do you mean speed humps? They call them speed humps, love.
Yeah, who came up with the sleeping policemen? That's Americans.
No, that won't be Americans because they don't call them policemen. They call them cops.
Oh, no. Sleeping cops.
They'd be like, that is a very British
ism.
Oh, yeah, got some sleeping policemen down our road now. Yeah, I really don't like it.
Some sleeping cops. Imagine if we called them cops.
Can you imagine if your cough, cough, avo, avos called them cops?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, Sally, I've just been down that shitty road. I've had to go over all those sleeping cops.
And you know what happened? I didn't quite put the lid on my coffee and it spilled down me.
It's gone all over the interior of my range.
I actually saw that happen, not on the interior of a range, but I was stood at Reading Station actually waiting for a train.
Is that the train that you missed?
Yeah. By like 30 seconds. I mean, that was annoying. That train, I missed that train.
No, that was bad. I'm sorry, Patty. That was bad on your part. You did not allow yourself enough time to get that train. Going to a station you didn't know. Sorry, we can carry on now.
Thank you for the permission. There was a guy stood like maybe 100 yards away from me, and I could see the lid of his coffee wasn't on properly, and he took a massive gulp and it went all down his chin. All down his chin, and he did that like step back, you know, when you like push the cup out in front of you and step back, and then I just saw him turn to his wife and he just went, oh God, did you see what happened? And she was like, oh no, I've got some tissues. And I literally could see, it's like it went slow-mo. I was like, this is going to spill. And it fell down. It was hilarious.
That is annoying, that is.
What, when they don't put the lid on?
But some of those lids just don't fit on cups properly. I swear they're not right.
Yeah.
They're just, and you know, you've only got to have it slightly at the wrong place where the line of the paper of the cup is, and then it's like shitting all over you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this was a full, like, it was a full waterfall.
Oh,
it was like Niagara Falls all down his top. you could tell he was so annoyed. He was so annoyed. But yeah, no, those dicks that drive in the middle of the road to avoid the speed bumps. I'm with you, Lily Coco Home Sense. I hope that is your full name.
I do too.
We agree it's dickish.
Dickish with a capital D.
Yeah.
So we had a dickish behaviour in from Grace, Aunt Gram. Grace, yeah. Aunt Gram. And Grace says, when people put a pee on their car, you have fucking passed. You shouldn't need it. Which I thought
we were cracking up about this yesterday doing our prep, weren't we, Ange? We were losing our shit.
We were. Because actually Joel was around while we were prepping as well. Because obviously he's a newly, you know, fairly newly passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what, why have we done this shit? Why have we started putting, you know, swapping your L out for your P?
What is that about?
I mean, surely when you're a learner, all you want to do is to take that shitty thing off your car.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't need it anymore. I'm passed. You don't need to then advertise that you have passed.
I've just newly passed. I think it's I think it was introduced by other drivers. Because look, let's be really honest. Everyone was a learner at one time, but no one wants to get stuck behind a fucking learner. No one does.
No.
Nobody's going, oh, look, there's a bird there with L plates on. Quick, pull out. Pull out behind her. Pull out behind her. Let's get stuck.
Let's get stuck down this long road for the next half hour.
Doing 35 in a 60. Yeah. Let's go for that. Yeah. And then let's have a stall at the roundabout. You know, no. So I think long-term drivers, when actually kids who have just passed are also just as shit at driving. Let's whack something on their car so we can continue to go, he's got a pee plate, he's got a pee plate, pull out quick. It doesn't matter that he's going to drive into you, just fucking get in front of him. You're going to be stuck down this road for 3 years. Get in front of him.
Do you think it's a parental thing?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Parents like going, right, it's okay, Johnny, you have now passed your test, but that actually does not mean you're actually got the experience to be on that road. So I want you to put the P on now.
I think it's a, you know, I think it's a real like Sandra kind of, I don't feel comfortable. Okay, here's the choice, Johnny. You either go out in the car only with me or you put your pee plates
on. Put your pees on, please, Johnny.
Either I'm in the car, 2473. Do you think though, so there's a funny story here. Well, I'll let you be the judge of that.
Yeah, I'll say if it's funny or not.
But I'll pick my fucking funny stories up, shall I? Anyway, James, so we don't, just to say, we don't recommend that you do this. This is not a good thing to do. But James, when he was growing up, used to put his crash helmet on, ride the bike off at the drive, and then go and hide it in the woods near our house and drive around without it. Johnny is definitely pulling off the drive with his pee plates on.
And whipping them off.
Putting them up around the corner, taking them off, put them in the glove box. I'll put them back on before I go home.
Exactly.
That is essentially what they're doing.
That's what any newly passed driver would do, surely. Yeah. You would not be driving around with your peas on.
Yeah. Do you know what Mum says as soon as anyone tells them they've passed their driving test? Mum says, well, when I passed my test, the examiner said to me, well done, Margaret, you've passed. Now go and drive like the rest of the world. And he's right. He's right.
That is very tricky, Margaret.
Because we all pick up bad habits. And he's right. You know, you think you're a great driver. And he said, off you go and learn to drive like the rest of the world.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of wankers out there and you are now going to become one of them.
She loves wheeling that story out, Margs. She loves it. She loves it.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I'm with Grace. I think the pee plates are...
Pee plates, You don't need them. And if your mum and dad are making you put them on there, just satisfy them until you're past the, you know, point of them being able to see, and you just whip them off your peas. Drive like a wanker.
If you're a guy, make sure you're whipping off the right pee. And you're trying to whip off another pee that you've got kicking around. But yeah, we're with you. We think that is dicky.
Big time dicks. Big time dicks.
Listen, we don't have a Don't Go There segment this week, do we? We felt that we would keep it light.
That's what we thought. We thought, do you know what? First step back. Let's just make this, you know, just a bit joyous, a bit fun, a bit, you know, chit-chatty. We don't need to be going into any serious zones, is what
but
we
felt. But we did have a conversation, didn't we, about the don't. Yesterday, Andrew and I were having a conversation about maybe the Don't Go There section. And we would love it to become, like, we sometimes do dilemmas, but we would love it if you've got like dilemmas going on in your life or a bit of
like, you know, like a bit of a Dear Deirdre.
Yeah, that like exactly that vibe.
A Dear Patty and Ange.
Yeah, Pange.
In brackets, Pange. Dear Pange. And then give us your, you know, and it can be
anything.
Could be, yeah, it could be the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Well, not, you know, it might not be ridiculous to you. It might just be ridiculous to us.
But with that, it could be funny or it could be serious. Or... Yeah,
it can be like something very minuscule or something very major. Whatever it might be, we just thought, actually, maybe that's kind of a different kind of spin on the end of our episode. So, yeah, if there's anything you think would be good
for us to have a
chat about and maybe try and give you a bit of advice on, then, yeah, we really would love to hear from you. So please get in touch.
So one last time, our big credentials. So you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Or you can send us an email. hello@ruthcorden.com. We should also mention Pats, who we've got on next week.
Oh, God. We should really mention who we've got on next week.
Absolute Lamont.
Now, I know that Ange, and I know that I speak for both of us, Ange, that we are both incredibly grateful to this person for giving up their time.
As we are with all our guests.
Yeah, of course. And we've said that about all the other guests. But I think, you know, that so...
This one in particular...
Should I say it or do you want to say it?
You can say it, Paz. I was just going to say this one in particular... From a podcasting perspective.
That's what I was going to say. That is exactly what I was going to say.
Is a big deal.
Oh, 100%.
Huge.
So next week, I'm actually a bit terrified because she is a brilliant interviewer, this person. Mm. And she interviews on her own podcast so well.
Yeah. We are going to be shit, Pat. Really,
we're going to be shit, yeah. We are so excited that we're going to have Fern Cotton on with us next week. And if you like podcasts, you'll know The Happy Place. You'll know the brand that she's developed with The Happy Place. You'll know... just how amazing. I mean, some of those Happy Place episodes are just so moving, and Fern is so good at creating a space for people to share their story. And I've known in inverted commas in the loosest sense of the word, I've sort of had the pleasure of meeting Fern multiple times over probably the last 10 years, and she is genuinely interested in other people's lives and stories. And we asked as a bit of a like cheeky, would she do it? And she came straight back and said she'd love to. So we're very excited.
Honored. Yeah.
Also, just on that, just we're not doing a don't go there section, but I do really feel I want to put here on the podcast. I know that Ange will absolutely agree with this. Ange and I are acutely aware that we wouldn't have the people working with us that we do if it wasn't for you guys. So
actually, you know, even from that, like when you say that stuff, it actually does still blow my mind a bit.
Oh, me too. 100%.
You know, I sort of think a year ago, or over a year ago now, to think that we would be here at season 3 with the amazing people that we have now working with us and helping us to, and actually it is totally down to you guys who go actually and the kind,
don't you think as well, like the kindness of our listeners, like I really feel like we've got such a kind community. I feel like we've got such a kind group of people. You know, I got some lovely messages over the summer saying your podcast has really helped my mental health. I'm so pleased I found it. I came across you because I listened when so and so was on, or my friend recommended it to me, or my sister, or whatever. And you know, again, that also isn't lost on me that people take the time to actually get in touch with us, want to engage with us. And you know, I hope, I can only speak for myself, I hope this thing is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger over the next year, 18 months. I hope that this is like a changing point for us, that it's going to just grow and grow and grow.
Especially, I think, you know, when we first started it, given that we were in lockdown 1.0.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that we've all lived through over this pandemic.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that we feel that we're still able to do that and bring that, and people do kind of still want to listen.
I know,
and
it's crazy, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing. And we really are so very grateful to everyone who listens week in, week out, and messages us and gives us great content, like speed humps and, you know, people who clap on planes and shit like that.
It's just brilliant. It's you guys, like we're so grateful for the listeners that we have. But if you've got questions for Fern, I will put up a box on Instagram so that you can put them in there as well. But if you've got any questions for Fern, if you've ever wanted to kind of ask a burning question or whatever, we've given you the places that you can get in touch with us. We're so excited to have her on next week. She's going to be brilliant. I've told her already, it's not as highbrow as The Happy Place. It's actually just a load of stupidity.
Just come with a load of stupid shit. And
yeah, to lower her her podcasting threshold when she steps into the family of finding the funny. But yeah, look, I feel like this has been a great first episode back.
Yeah, I think it has, Pats. Yeah.
And we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.